I encourage you to accept yourself as you truly are. If you are short or tall, if you are beautiful or ordinary, light or dark, God made you that way. The person with a sane self-image will recognize both his strengths and his weaknesses. He will use his strengths in every right and appropriate way, and he will correct his weaknesses as best he can. Some people have great difficulty in accepting themselves as they really are. They're so anxious to impress others that they pretend to be what they're not. But sooner or later, the veneer will strip off and the pretender will be embarrassed by being exposed as less than he truly is. I encourage you to accept yourself as you truly are. If you are short or tall, if you are beautiful or ordinary, light or dark, God made you that way. You may seek to make yourself as attractive as possible in the limitations of your natural resources, but do not fret about what you wished you were. The person with a sane self-image will recognize both his strengths and his weaknesses. He will use his strengths in every right and appropriate way, and he will correct his weaknesses as best he can. But he recognizes that in some ways he is superior to his peers, and in other ways he is inferior to them. He thinks of himself as he ought to think, knowing that what he is because God has dealt a measure of grace to him. Consider the appearance and experience of the Apostle Paul. On one occasion he wrote, "I am the least of all the apostles. I am not fit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God." He recognized his former mistakes, and he was sorry for them, but he did not dwell on them. He continued, "But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not found in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me." Now, Paul acknowledged his former faults. He recognized that past failures did not keep him from changing to the better. He testified that the grace of God made a difference in him, and he witnessed that he became a different and better person because he had entered into a relationship with God in Jesus Christ. That, I say, is a sane self-image. It accepts the limitations of our frame and the sins of our past, but it does not give up. It turns to God for forgiveness of wrong and for strength in living. It accepts oneself, knowing that by the grace of God, I am what I am. One's self-image can be influenced by many factors. Physical qualities may influence one's image of himself. Some people did not like the Apostle Paul, and they said, "His letters are forceful and impressive, but his personality is weak and he's a very poor public speaker." Now, tradition says that he was physically deformed, perhaps as a hunchback. That would be enough to make a person feel inferior, wouldn't it? No, because a person is more than a physical body. I attended a theological seminary with a man who was severely crippled in body and limited in speech, but he had a brilliant mind and he was training to be a writer. He recognized his limitations, yes, but oh, how he was developing his potential. Now, one's parents or siblings can influence his self-image. The parent who constantly criticizes a child, telling him he's stupid or incapable, will blemish the child's image of himself. But that can be overcome when one sees himself as beloved of God, a saint through faith in Jesus, and capable of being made whole by the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Look on yourself as someone whom God loves and accepts. Remind yourself of how much God loves you. Offer yourself to Him that He may use you as a blessing to people. And faith in God will give you a sense of self-worth which nothing else could ever give. Never let other people's evaluation of you become your evaluation of yourself. Remember the Bible text in 1 Corinthians 4, which reads, "With me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not myself, but he who judges me is the Lord. Now, a wise person will not spend a great deal of time worrying about how other people estimate him. He will not even spend a great deal of time in concern about estimating his own worth. The important issue with him is, how does God look upon him? A person receives true dignity and worth in Jesus Christ. God makes him his own dear child. As a son of God, you have all the rights and privileges that go with that relationship. God has loved you and accepted you, so you can love yourself and accept yourself. You bear within you the image and likeness of God Himself, and that makes you of supreme value, whatever else may be your condition. Think about that. But what does the Bible mean when it says we're to regard each the other better than ourselves? It does not mean that we're to have a negative self-image. It suggests, on the contrary, that we are not to look on one another with motives of rivalry or personal pride which make us feel superior to one another. We must not seek to advance ourselves at the expense of another. We're to be more concerned to see others honored than to bring honor to ourselves. And that requires a healthy self-image to be sincere in doing that. So the demand is not for self-abasement, but for a true expression of self-worth in being willing to help the other person advance. The Bible calls us to be lowly and humble, but it does not call us to self-abasement. It means we are to accept what God is doing in our lives in a gracious and willing spirit without disputing our resistance. H. Norman Wright has pointed out four reasons for loving yourself in his excellent book, The Christian Use of Emotional Power. He says, first, we should love ourselves because we are like God, made in His image and likeness. Second, we should love ourselves because that is the basis of our love for others. We cannot love others as ourselves, as Jesus commanded, unless we love ourselves. Third, we should love ourselves because it is an act of obedience to God. And fourth, we should love ourselves because God loves us as a brother or sister of His only begotten Son. You can have a sane self-image, whatever your background. God has accepted you in Jesus Christ. You can accept yourself. God loves you in Christ. You can love yourself. God made you a new person in Jesus Christ. You can be yourself. So accept the fact that you are worthwhile even when you fail. God declares you to be whole because He has made you whole in Jesus. So focus on who you are in Christ and move on in becoming all God designed you to be. Dear Father, we thank You that in the midst of our uncertainties, in the midst of our doubts and our hesitations and the failure of our consequence, that we can come to a truth like this of Holy Scripture and to know we are of worth. We are important to God. We can make a difference in this world in which we're living. God loves us. And blessed Father, that we are what we are by Your grace, we give the credit to You, taking no pride in our own spirit, and we offer ourselves to become all that we can possibly be in view of Your will for us in Jesus our Lord. Amen.